every Wednesday afternoon, we get caught up with the county councilwoman who keeps an eye on your tax dollars, Monroe County Council. Their job, fiscal responsibility, providing the finances of county government and doing all of that fun stuff. Marty, good afternoon. How are you?
I am fine and up over my ears in numbers.
Oh, well.
I'm going over a recent email from the state, and I'm trying to make sense of this. You know, we were told Friday in a meeting that our trust account balance for our income tax, because the state holds back 15% of all the revenue that goes up the state for local income tax, and then tells us about what the distributions are going to be in the future. And we were told on Friday that that trust account balance was so low that we should not be expecting a supplemental for this year. You know, we have for years, at least often, get an additional amount where the state really has more than what that they're supposed to be holding in trust for us, so they have to go ahead and distribute it so that it's out there for folks to really be able to use to provide services. And so the state holds back the 15%. So I'm thinking, okay, why are we so low and so forth? I'm trying to get a hold of the state saying, show me the numbers, show me where we can see these numbers. And so he sent out an information saying that we will be receiving a distribution, a special distribution this May. Not just that we're short, but we're going to get extra this May of $14,301,262, which is a whole lot more than zero. Right.
Yes, I would say so.
And so I then sent something back just to try to say, will this be distributed as it has in the past, like so much for, you know, our regular income tax that we've had forever and ever, and then so much for edit and so much for public safety, whatever. And what he sent me back is something I'm looking at now and trying to understand. Because I said, help me understand this. And he says, no worries, the increase is due to the CY23 rate increase, see below. Well, the rate increase, rate change, economic development, they got entered at 12671490. Then they've got another number of 1629772. You start adding those up together. Does that mean I still don't understand how they say it's going to be distributed? That's something I'm still looking at and adding these together. Just as I was waiting for you to come on board here. And I'm trying to add it here in my head, and it looks like those two numbers come up to the 14301.
Well, that's what I was going to, yeah.
Does that mean that economic development gets all the 12671492, and everybody else just gets the 169?
Well, if you don't understand it, how the hell are any of us going to understand it?
I'm sorry, but I just now started adding this.
Right. No, I'm being funny because nobody understands this more than you do. Nobody does.
I'm just saying, well, what happens is that there was legislation changed so that starting balance and the ending balance of 2022 was, you go back 2 years from whatever year that they're trying to decide if you've got extra money, so this is 2024, so they would have to go back to that ending balance of 2022 to start doing all of these calculations that you put together to say, is there any extra money to be distributed for this year? And so to begin with, the message was, well, we were going to get this 14.3 or whatever. So I'm thinking, well, that's wonderful. But how are they going to distribute it? Well, now it looks like as if it looks like it's got in red the 12671490 and says that the rate changed due to economic development. So I don't know.
That's a lot of money.
I'll be getting more information on this, no doubt.
So this is kind of a buffer that is built in. So when you talk about extra money, this is just kind of like a safety net. How does that work?
Right. It's just like if you have a savings account so that you don't spend everything in your checking account, you've got some saved back so that, you know, if ever some big thing comes up or something happens, that what you had estimated for your household expenses, maybe you're way off.
Right.
And so you have to go to this trust account to make sure that you haven't spent too much.
So
see, what it is, it's a situation so that because the state has to estimate how much to send to us, what they think our revenue is going to be, and they literally disperse that money as their estimates. And if they have estimated too high and we send out checks to all the different units that get income tax, and if ever there's a time that they literally sent us more than what they should have, we have to take it from, it comes to that trust account. And if ever that should like drop off, we have to literally pay the money back. So we have to make sure we, remember at one time they used to hold back 25% and then they reduced it down. They don't hold back so much. But we have such a high income tax rate now. And when I say high, I'm not saying ours is higher than others. A lot of counties have a high income tax that reduces their property tax. Well, we don't have that great big amount to reduce property tax. It's a small amount, but not that large amount. But because it does bring in so many million every year, then we have to make sure that if we ever have some kind of a shortfall, we have a way to make up the difference. Remember, I think the just that edit tax brought in well over $20 million. I thought the number was something like 20. I'm going by memory, something like $27 million every year.
That's a lot of money.
So, if we would run short and we spent money or obligated money out of that, and for whatever reason revenue for the entire county would drop off, then I'm just saying it's part of the budgeting process. And so many of us, I certainly believe Jeff McKim and I would like to make sure that we put as much in the rainy day for saving it back wherever there's a shortfall or for any major project, rather than to spend these supplementals in ways that we begin to count on it.
How about like build a new jail, Marty? Would that be a use for this money?
Well, okay, here's where you run into a problem. It's because we had thought at the beginning when the city put in place that new economic development tax, there's a whole list of things you can do with that, but at the bottom, it was clear you could use it for any other thing you could use property tax money for. So there were many of us who thought, well, we will save that back and not get into that money and save it back for the jail. And so there are some people who think, oh, well, but we could also get this other tax as well. This community corrections tax, some people go to jail tax. And since they changed the rules at the state for that, we can use every penny of that for operations. Maybe we get both. Who knows what they're talking about? You know, I don't get to be a part of all of this until they tell me I get to hear about it. But I sort of am getting the drift of that's the direction that some might want to go. But remember, if that annexation goes through and that revenue from that economic development tax is determined around the population, then the city will get a great deal more money, of that economic development money, whether or not we had counted on it for whatever. Now, it may be that the rules would say if we already had a bond on it and we had to, they couldn't take more than and they would have to leave in place enough to pay the bond, but they wouldn't have to. You see what I'm saying? They would have to redirect where the dollars were going to go. So all of it is just right now, everything is just so up in the air.
Well, when does it land? When does it come down?
Oh, it never. Look, I've been doing this since 1988.
Right.
Never lands. So just.
Well,
if ever I figure this out, I know I'm done.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Talking about, last week we talked about the Criderville location for perhaps the new jail, and that is being met with resistance. At least that's what I read in the paper. Was that today or yesterday? I can't remember. Well, where are we at in this process? And again, it just seems like it's going backwards, forward, sideways. I don't know. That's why I like to talk to you every Wednesday to figure out just what direction I need to recalibrate.
Well, right now it appears that they're moving forward. The county commissioners are moving forward with ordering the appraisals for the property there in what we used to call Criderville North Park to get the average of two appraisals. You can't pay it. You're not supposed to pay more than the average of two appraisals. And so they are clearly moving forward with the direction of moving forward with that property, although they're saying, oh, well, we'll have to listen to the neighborhood, whatever. They listen to the neighborhood out on Thompson property. No one is going to say, please put that jail next to me. I mean, they're
right.
Just not. And in addition to which, this is not just the jail they're speaking of.
Oh, it could be the offices and the courts and everything else, right?
Well, in offices, of course, would be one thing, but I've heard others speak of transitional housing. That is, if you've been in a locked facility, maybe they want to transition you into housing. Well, if that's going to be right next door, that's almost like a work release facility kind of a thing, maybe. Nobody's presented a plan.
Sure.
But so I would think there would be more concern from the neighbors and the community about where they might put transitional housing, where they might want to put mental health housing. Remember the pushback from
sure.
the neighborhood and at the city level near the Hopewell Project? No, we don't want that mental health facility. Remember?
Yep.
That was just last week. So where are they going to put that? I think there's a lot of people who are saying, you know, let's find out what they plan to build where before we say, yes, we want it or no, we don't want it. And that's what I'm hearing.
And, the other part of that in the Herald Times story I was reading about is, you know, we do a campus for this. It's $75 million. We bring everybody together. It's $150 million. Well, at some point, somebody has to ask the county council for money, don't they?
Oh, you know, that's exactly what I said to someone just yesterday, and they were talking about, oh, it's, you know, all these lovely plans here and there and some of the places they had seen. And I said, let me just make it clear. One thing we should be looking at is if these marvelous facilities you're talking about are in much larger communities than ours with a lot larger tax base, they can afford... their taxpayers can afford to build a much larger facility with all of these whistles and bells. But we have to figure out what this community can do, not just what we want to do, but what can we do. It's sort of like if I'm selling real estate, if I show people $1 million property that I know they can't afford, they're not going to much like that $300,000 property that is within their price range that they would have loved had they not.
Well, the other side of that, as you know, of real estate and housing and things of the such, well, we all know about the term, you don't want to be house poor either. You don't want to, you know, buy it, then you can't put any furniture in it or decorate or do anything else. Well, the last thing we want to do is have a world-class correctional facility, et cetera. Well, that's great, but if we're paying it off for 900 years, is that what we want either?
Well, and generally with the community, you have to figure out what do we want and how can we split up this amount of dollars that's available from the taxpayers that they can still survive. They've got to pay the extra school taxes that are going in place. And when you talk the school tax and all the other taxes added on top, we have to look at we need to have a discussion with the public. What is the tipping point to where they can no longer be in favor of something, or let's say what they will be in favor of? Now, a lot of people are just simply not going to pay an additional tax for a jail. I get that. They also don't want to have the criminals living in their backyard. So
you can't have it both ways.
You can't have it both ways. And so it just seems to me that rather than saying, well, it'd be $70 million here, it'd be $40 million there, the taxpayers out there want to know, what does that mean out of their pocket? So instead of throwing out numbers of $70 million, $150 million, whatever, it's X dollars for taxes.
That's going to be added to your bill that you're going to have to pay.
Right.
That's the only way people listen, Marty, is when you either punch them in the face or you take money out of their wallet. That's the only time they listen.
It's coming right out of your wallet, and it's going to be, I believe, it will be an income tax.
Okay.
And that's what I believe it will be. Because I think you can get around all of the rules about property tax. You have to have a referendum, and you have to have people... You know, if it goes more than a certain dollar amount, et cetera, et cetera. So I think we're going to see something that it will be an income tax.
Let me follow on with that. I'm not an expert, and I don't even claim to be one or pretend to be one. Would this be a tax that would sunset at some point, or it's just, hey, we'll just keep that in there for as long as we need to keep that in there?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, would you point out to me all these taxes that went away?
Yeah, right. That's kind of my point. My point is we need it for the jail. Okay, the jail's built and it's paid off. Well, we could really use it for So that's just another something we have to just take a deep breath and inhale, correct?
Well, I think you better be paying attention. People need to watch what's going on in the meetings, and they need to make sure that when county government is spending money, every penny they're spending is on required public good public services. And remember, we need to recognize that not everyone out there is in favor of big spending. They just aren't, because they're also trying to figure out how they're going to go to the grocery store. So these, when you're talking income tax, you're talking that hits everybody. And so you got people who struggle trying to figure out how to buy groceries or how to heat their house, and we're saying, but we want more of your money. We want more of it, because there isn't a break-off point where those folks don't have to pay it. If they're paying any kind of income tax at all, they will be a part of paying for this.
And that's just about everybody, isn't it?
That sure is. But anyway, when we're talking about income tax, there's two bills going on at the state right now. One is property tax, and that's 1120, and one is income tax, that's 1121. And they are both stuck. They're sitting there and making the sausages today, and send them off to separate committees. Well, they couldn't get decisions there, so they keep changing the membership of the committee, trying to get a concurrence to move this forward. But those two bills, they either have to join in some other bill or they have to pass. These are two very important bills, and something will have to happen with those. So that's like me trying to watch that. The other thing
is... When are they getting wrapped up, Marty? It's close, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, right, right. Yeah, they have to be through by, I think it's the 15th, but I had heard at one time they thought they were going to be through before the end of the week. So this week.
Yes, I thought I saw the same thing.
That's what I thought was going to happen. But boy, they're coming back in. The House is coming back into session at 5 o'clock this evening. In the meantime, their rules and regulations is... moving right now because there's a certain deadline time within which they cannot be approved on for any amendments or anything. All they can do to bring it back is that it passes rules that as it went through the process, it hit every rule. They did the rules as they were supposed to. Then it will come back for the House. And so if any of these will come back to be voted on for concurrences, if they can get a concurrence between the Senate and the House, if that concurs, whatever, then it goes to the governor for signature. I think we're having a good time. Yeah. Well, you know what? I do like following this. Can you tell?
Oh, yes.
Tied up with that. But I did want to say that at this Friday, because I've talked with some of the trustees, the trustees will be going into the city, that the ones who have been they're going in for, let me see, what do you call it when they have to testify in court? So then they're depositions. So they're going to be going in on Friday. I feel so bad because, yes, I should volunteer. I should volunteer to go testify, should I?
Yeah, do it.
I know. It's just my blood pressure and whatever, but whatever. It's difficult because so many people who are saying, look, if the county is not going to let me build, if I'm not going to be able to have housing, et cetera, then let the city take it because we have to move forward. And that's what you're hearing from a lot of home builders and from all of the construction workers and so forth. And what I keep trying to say is you get annexed, that's forever. You could maybe get some changes made at the county level, but it will be whatever it's going to be. And I understand that the mayor has said maybe it could be done in increments or something.
Well, that's how it should have been done 25 years ago. We shouldn't even be in this spot. We haven't learned from our errors.
Oh, yes, and had they just done a smaller increment
to begin with. That was the plan. They just never executed the plan, as I understand it. So
right. Well, I get that. You can't say I'm going to do something, and 30 years later, when everybody else has forgot what you said, they want to move forward.
Well, find a new plan and get it going, because it's just it's not going to stop growing. We know that.
Right. And the other thing that is in the plan, and we took forever, and yes, I'm a part of why it took so ever, because I wanted that interlocal to state what the law said instead of throwing something in there that was going to be a fight to the finish.
Right.
And so they did get that interlocal, the part of it at removed from there where they were trying to say we're going to do it something other than what the legislation said. But I got the notice or saw in the county commissioners meeting this morning that the mayor has signed off on that.
Correct.
So all of the signatures have been made, and the commissioners even made comment that something so that moving forward with the bond or something. And I didn't get exactly what they said because I was on the phone, but they did mention bond. So, and I know that there's by many a push to get moving forward with these bond issues because many believe that things are going to just keep costing more and more and more the longer the delay.
That sounds about right.
Anyway, and so I would want you not to be concerned when you see our agenda, because somebody put it in there as it almost makes it sound like if we're completely redoing the food and beverage tax resolution. I mean, it is. They changed the draft. They sent out a draft that had errors, and I said,
gotcha.
That fixed. But in order to bring it up to date with what it says up the state, that's what that was supposed to be. Now, if they threw in a lot of other things, I don't know. I haven't had time to study it. But that's something that I saw just a few minutes ago, that is coming through as well.
All right. Well, you'll keep us up to date on that. You won't next week. A little spring break. We're going to jump out.
Oh, good. We can have a whole weekend. We don't have to worry about numbers or anything.
Well, we always worry about them, just not to the degree we always worry about them. We'll be back.
I hope that you have a great
spring
break.
Yeah, we'll be back on the 20th. And one other thing we can put on your list of things as well. Are they ever going to open that brand new library back up, or are they just?
How do you
open something in June, and then the first time it gets cold, and you're out of business for 3 months? What's going on?
It makes no sense to me They ought to be able to block off the part that has to be redone, or whatever.
I don't know. I just know it's been closed, and it's been closed for months.
Well, there's something about it that just doesn't feel right. I mean, are they?
That'll be your homework, Marty. I'll put that on my list for the 20th when we come back and see if your sleuths can find anything else.
If the revenue isn't coming in as much as they thought, or if they want to spend extra money, they have to come to the county council to request it. If it's more than a certain amount or something of the sort. So I don't know what's going on with that.
Well, I'm going to read what I'm reading from an article in Indiana Public Media.
The
director says the library is waiting to see what the insurance covers before beginning repairs. I don't know how that works. That's from the February 21st board meeting. I don't know how that works.
Let me tell you what. It doesn't sound right whatsoever. If you had damage in your home.
Water damage.
And you're talking to somebody who has had that.
Right.
Then you have to get people to be working quickly so
mold.
That it doesn't make it worse. The mold, the mildew, whatever. Yeah. I mean, maybe they're doing that, but...
I don't know. Okay, I'll put that on my list. We'll see if we can...
I mean, I would say we need insurance... folks, to weigh in on this. Who has the insurance? Who has the liability? What's a deductible? Who's to be? Is there someone being sued because it wasn't built properly? I'm not saying it wasn't built properly. I'm just saying, is that a part of the decision? I don't want to go to court, but it does look like as if there could be a large discussion about a major damage such as this.
We'll see if we can find out anything when we get back. All right, you're in charge. You've got the keys. If you need anything.
Not me.
Feed the cat, get the newspaper, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Marty Hawk, County Councilwoman. We try to figure it all out.